Thank you, Father.
Retooling for the present age.
Yes.
I went to the Lord about this retooling, amen. And he sent me over to Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 15 through 21, amen. A familiar passage, amen. But often this passage, it says, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the waters. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.
Yes.
And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we call, we could not cast him out?
That's right.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief.
Unbelief.
He said, for verily I say unto you, if ye have the faith as the grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove.
Amen.
And nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Yes, yes.
How be it, this kind goeth not out, but by by prayer and fasting. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord have a blessing to his almighty word. Heavenly Father, I pray this day is out, Father God, that I decrease and you decrease, Lord.
Yes, Father. Yes.
Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth are acceptable in thy sight, Father God. And I know they shall not return unto thee void, Father God. They shall do what you intended for them to do. And I am truly thankful, Father God, that you have called me for this hour. This I pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're talking about retuning for this very present age, amen. It was placed in my spirit about what we are retuning for, amen. And where we have truly came. Me, amen, Reverend Nero, a.k.a. Pee Wee Reese, amen.
No.
I broke it down like this. You have the old school, and you have the today's millennial, amen.
Right.
Today's millennium, listen to fast, upbeat music, amen. I was a part of that at one time, amen. I was born and raised in the projects, amen.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I know something about what they're listening to, amen.
Right.
I like that 808 kick drum.
Amen.
I like that Quad City knock. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
I know about Sick With It and Jive, amen. Rapping like E40, Sugar T and B legit, amen. I know about West Side Connect Games. You see what I'm saying? I know all about that, amen. But there is something about the older generation.
Yes, come on now.
The older generation knows something about Lattimore and talks about let's straighten it out. They know something about Bobby Womack, amen, that says wait until tonight, amen. They know something about Bobby Blue Bland, amen, for members only, amen. They know something about Jay Blackfoot, amen, that says taxi, take me to the other side of town. I know about cutting the step, amen, and the serving your woman, amen, and they go ahead and dip her every now and then. Bishop said, Lord, where he going this here? But listen, man, hey, I grew up around a lot of older people, amen, and they taught me a thing or two how to treat somebody, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Betty Wright used to sing this song, says, no pain, no gain,
yes,
amen. She says, there was an old lady sitting under a tree, amen. And she called me over and started talking to me, amen. She said, and instead of trying to earn your man, you used to know how to earn your man, amen. A lot of folks don't know nothing about no Betty Wright, amen. I might have lost some of y'all, amen, but I'm going to catch you real quick. But check this out. When he talks about this old, he says, old faithful and perverse This kind goeth out, goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting.
Amen.
You see, it wasn't that the disciples didn't go out to do a good job. It wasn't that they didn't try and attempt to go and do something. See, when you're trying to retool, amen, they had what they thought they needed to get the job done, or they wouldn't have went out to go and try to heal the man's son.
Amen.
You see, when you have to try to retool something, amen, you take what you already got and you modify it to fit today's application.
Yes, amen.
In retooling something, you will use a screwdriver and a pry bar. Let's say, don't you do that, amen. You will take a big old breaker bar and put a pipe wrench on it. They say, don't do that, amen. It is unsafe. You will take an open end or a box end combination wrench. You will weld it onto a piece of pipe to get it way down off in there so you can use it as leverage. That's how you retool, amen. You take what you already got and you modify or you change it to fit today's applications, amen. You see, here the disciples went out to go do a job, amen. They walked and they talked with Jesus, amen. And they received and they elaborated things of Christ along the way, amen. They went out to go to do the job, amen, with what they had, but what they had didn't fit the application. Jesus told them, amen. Oh, faith is at the resurrection. He said, how long shall I be with you, amen?
Listen,
you would have to go and do a good job, amen, to cure and to heal this man's son, amen. But you went out, amen, but you forgot one thing.
Amen.
You forgot about fasting and prayer.
Amen.
Amen. We've been talking about retooling for today's generation, amen. But what our churches need, amen. We need to go out into our communities, but we need to first learn how to fast and pray.
And pray. And
what
pray.
What you're going out there to do, amen.
Yeah.
We are receiving assignments and wanting to go in here and there, amen. But we're forgetting the very first thing about how to fast and pray.
Yeah.
There was a day and time, amen. We used to go to church, amen. And we used to have fasting and prayer meetings, amen.
Amen.
We used to lay down prostrate, amen. The preacher would say, bring your pillow, your blanket, amen. We're going to lay down and have a prayer meeting first.
A prayer meeting.
We're going to fast from this time to that time, amen. And then we're going to go out and try to complete the fast before us, amen. The children and everybody in the church would get excited, amen, because they had a post, they had something that they had to go and do, amen, and to look forward to, amen. And they would run and pass out flyers and tracts, mm-hmm. amen, knocking on doors and this, that, and other, and invite people to come to church, amen. Oh, my God. In today's time, we got to learn how to use what we got, but modified to fit today's application.
Yeah.
We have to learn how to retool what God, the Lord has given us. Amen. Christ Jesus has to change. Will anybody agree with me? Amen.
Amen.
The word of God remained the same. Amen.
Yes,
but
yes.
We have to learn how to use what God gave us and apply it to today's society. Today's society, amen. You might have to modify it and tweak it a little bit, amen. But we still have to go ye there and forth to all nations, amen. And baptize them in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. We have to learn how to retool, amen. You see, a lot of our churches, we have a lot of elderly people, amen. Not saying anything wrong with the elderly, amen.
You're
that
blessed.
Used to get out but can't get out no more, amen. But now it's upon us. Amen. Us of the day inside us to get out and go ye therefore and tell this nation, amen.
That's right, amen.
We got to go compel the whosoever to come to Christ, amen. You see, as Pastor Cooper would say, a lot of our churches were built around the plantations or whatever. Not, and a lot of people have left the plantations and gone somewhere else. But the churches remain the same, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn how to retool inside of our churches, amen, to go out and compel them to come to Christ, amen.
Amen.
We have to learn how to do this thing, amen, but it's going to have to come with prayer and fasting, amen.
Amen.
People today don't know how to pray and fast for a certain subject or a certain issue, amen.
Amen.
They just jump up and run and go out and do something, amen.
Do it.
That's
amen.
Why this man came back. He said, listen, Your disciples tried, but they failed, amen. Jesus said, point blank, they forgot the key thing, amen. They forgot about fasting and prayer, amen. We have to learn how to fast and pray, amen. We have to go back to the old learned landmarks, amen. And remember what the saints of old have taught us how to do. How to go out and win souls for Christ, amen. You ain't gonna win souls for Christ sitting up in this church, amen. Hoping, wishing, and praying that comes through the door. I can tell you right now, come here on Sunday morning, open that door for them, and they still ain't coming in, praise God. We have to go out and compel the whosoever has to come to Christ, amen.
Compel them to come to Christ.
At the grocery store, at the bank, amen. Wherever you might find them, amen. We have to go out, amen.
That's right.
And go and compel the whosoever, amen.
Amen.
But don't forget about fasting and prayer before you go out, amen.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you're going to run back in here and say, woo, it'll rough out your praise God. Hey! It is rough out there, but when you fast and you pray and you commit yourself to the Almighty God, amen, the Lord will make a way somehow, amen.
Yes, he does.
He will put people in your pathway, amen, so you can speak a word to their life, amen.
And
the Bible says 99 just men's won't do, but the angels rejoice if just one gets saved, praise God. I'm a firm believer in it, amen. I'm looking for that one that says, what must I do
to be saved?
You got to have that spirit down on the inside, amen. Because when the final chapter is written, amen, it's going to say, who did you bring with you, praise God? I hope you can say I brought somebody.
Somebody. Somebody.
I didn't just sit up in church and hear a sermon and sing a song and hope
that's
and
right.
pray that they will come to
Let
the
them
door,
come.
Amen.
No.
I went out to the highway.
Went after. That's right.
And I compelled the whosoever to come to
come
pray,
on.
Praise God.
Amen.
There is a job that we got to do, amen.
Yes.
We look around in our church, amen. Members are dying from this year to that year, amen. But we have to go out and compel the saints, amen.
Yes.
Reverend Carter would say, talk Nero, talk right now, amen. That was my buddy, amen. That was my age right there, praise God. But we got to go out and compel somebody to come to Christ, amen.
Come to Christ.
We might not always feel like it, look like it, want to act like it, amen. But we got a job to do, amen.
Amen.
The song says, live in me, Jesus. I might be the only Christ that this world may ever see.
Amen.
We got to have that on the inside of us, amen. We got to let our light so shine so men may see your good works, amen. You can't let them see the ugly part of you. You hide that mess, amen. Pray God will heal you and deliver you, pray God, amen. Bishop asked the question, hey, why ain't folks coming to our church, amen? Some of you are ugly on the inside, amen. It's coming out on the outside, praise God. Hey, sometimes tell the truth anyhow, amen.
All right, now. Tell the truth now. Tell the truth.
We was down in I believe it was Dallas, Texas. Bishop Storrs has set up a prayer meeting.
Yes, sir.
And he brought some Caucasian ministers from Tennessee. Ooh, them boys were bad. Them boys was tough. I'm telling you. And one of them preached on toxicity in the church.
In the church. Amen.
Those who went to that meeting right there, Presiding Hollywood is still there, boy. But Lord, we have to learn about this toxicity in our church.
That's right. It's everywhere. Yes.
There
yes.
are some folks in your
yes,
church.
Yes, in your church. Come on. Come on now. That's right. It's the truth. Amen.
They were all so much confusion. Not only in the church.
Come on now.
Cause some mess. Outside.
Come on now. All right now.
We wonder why folks all right ain't coming to our church. There's some toxic folks in the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
You can't be on none of the boards in the church and go outside in your city, your town, and be up in the nightclub smoking and drinking. You see, you are what's wrong with they say.
with the church. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise God.
We got to understand that and die in that church. Amen. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You
know,
if you can't get your thing right,
tell the truth now.
This club or auxiliary, whatever you're doing,
it ain't for you. That's right. It is not for you.
You ain't helping the church. You hindering the church.
Come on now.
We're going to retool this thing all the way. Praise
God.
We got to find out the right truth that's in the toolbox that's working.
Oh, right now. All right. Amen. All right. Come on now, Nero. All right. All right. Amen.
To go forward.
Yes, sir.
We have to look in our toolbox and find the right tool that's working and those that ain't getting rid of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A mechanic with a good toolbox can say, listen, I know my good tools. I know the tools that I ain't going to use. This toolbox is heavy. I ain't going to carry all y'all around no more. I'm getting rid of some of y'all.
All right.
You can hold somebody else over and say, listen, you can have that one now. We have to learn about this retooling thing.
Amen.
We have to get real and go ahead and get back to the old landmarks and fast and pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got good intentions, good purposes in our lives. Amen. But we have to put Christ first and fast and pray.
Yes.
Before we go out to have that effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
You don't want to go out there and just beat the bushes, amen, and still don't come back
in the fruit. No. How
many of you know about something about fishing? How many of you go out there and sit up on a pond or a creek somewhere and don't bring back nothing? Light skinned folks come back sunburned, amen. Dark skinned folks just come back some special kind of way. Praise God, amen. We got to learn how to retool this thing, amen, and get it right with God the Father,
yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because he is looking down upon us, amen.
Yes.
And we got to give account for our work down here on earth, amen.
Yes.
We are going to have to give an account.
Yes, sir.
I hope and pray something was said to encourage you today, amen.
Yes.
I hope and pray you can learn and appreciate what God has given you, amen. Yes. But think about retooling in your own church, amen.
Amen.
Find out what on the inside what didn't work. Oh my God.
Yes.
But retool those things that did work, amen.
Yes.
Praise God, amen.
Yes.
The song says, when prayers goes up, God's blessing comes down.
Yes.
Ah, learn how to pray.
Yes,
and
sir.
Praise, amen, and magnify.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Learn how to worship and be encouraged, amen.
Yes, sir.
Get a spirit of fire and exuberance in your church, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Those who coming in don't want to come to an old dead church, amen.
No, sir.
If you have to sing all the songs, sing them all.
Sing them all. It's a whole hymn for the full of them, amen. Yes, a whole hymn for the full of them.
You might ain't got nobody to play the drums or keyboard or whatever, amen. But the word says, let everything have breath.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Give God your best shot while you got it.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Night coming, but no man's going to work.
No man's going to work no more.
So put work by yet still day, praise God.
That's all right.
I hope and pray something was said to encourage you today, amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But remember,
the right tool.
These kind goeth not out, but by prayer
yes.
and fasting.
Amen.
We have to do it right, church. Amen. God
amen.
Bless you all.
Amen.
All right, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We want to thank God for this message. It's further expounding on our theme for this quarter. Retooling.
Retooling, amen.
You're going to hear enough about that.
Amen.
Hopefully, we will go back and retool.
Yes, sir.
All of our situations.
Yes, sir.
Just stand on your feet. The word of God has gone for it. And it does call for it this morning. And so, open the doors of the church. We extend the invitation to Christians. This is a good time. This is a good time.
Amen.
Because of the Lord. I can't think of a better time than now. Because now is the day of salvation. Now is the point of God. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. The only time we have to ask is right now. Would you mind our Christ invitation of selection?
Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.